Hey, welcome to Church Online. I'm so glad that you joined us today. And you know, if you're new here, I want to encourage you to text the number on the screen. Let us know that you're here. We'd love to connect with you. And man, I can't wait to see what God is going to do today through the message, how he's going to speak to you. So let's dive in.
Hey, what's up? My name is Chris Highfield, lead pastor here at Grace River Church, and I want to say thank you for watching church online at home. You know, my hope is that you take a next step on your spiritual journey as you meet, know, and follow Jesus as a result of today's teaching. Today, we are right towards the tail end of a sermon series that we've called Unpredictable Savior. We've been looking at the unpredictable things that Jesus did on his way to the cross. As we lead up to Easter season, and I want to remind you, Easter at Grace River is going to be amazing. You want to make sure that you come and check out service live and in person April 19th and April 20th. That's Saturday, April 19th and Sunday, April 20th. You can find out more information about our service times on our website at graceriver.cc/Easter. On Saturday, April 19th, we have a 2 o'clock, a 3:30, and a 5 o'clock. You want to be sure to make it on Saturday if you can, because we have food trucks. It's going to be awesome. We also have the Easter Bunny here as well. And then our normal Sunday morning service time is at 8:30, 9:45, and 11 o'clock on April 20th. And so we are going to have an awesome time this Easter at Grace River. You do not want to miss it. Man, my promise to you is that you're going to come, you're going to have a good time, you're going to have a chance to hear the gospel and a chance to respond to it as well. And so bring the whole family out. It's going to be awesome. You do not want to miss Easter at Grace River. And so as we jump into today's talk, I want to remind you really of what Jesus' life was all about. And really, when we talk about Easter, we actually celebrate the resurrection of Jesus every single Sunday at Grace River. And so the big idea of today's talk, though, is Jesus doesn't operate on our timeline. He doesn't panic when things look hopeless. He brings dead things back to life. And so today, I don't know what it is in your life that feels hopeless. I don't know what it is in your life that you may be panicking about. But the reality is that whatever dead end that is happening in your life, or whatever delay is happening in your life, I want you to know that Jesus is always going to be right on time in the middle of all of that. And so today's talk is really based out of Mark chapter 5. So in Mark's gospel, we find out what happens here. Jesus got into the boat again and went back to the other side of the lake, where a large crowd gathered around him on the shore. Then a leader of the local synagogue, whose name was Jairus, arrived, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. Now, this is important because you have a leader of a local synagogue, and during this time period, his name is Jairus, by the way. Jairus's reputation would have been on the line. This is a time when Jesus is not all that popular in Jewish synagogues, especially with someone that would have been running a Jewish synagogue. So this really means this, that this guy, although he has a really big title, titles mean nothing when you're in crisis. And here he is in a big crisis, and we find out why he's in this crisis, because when you're desperate, you go to the feet of Jesus, and desperation leads you typically to God. Now, let's see what happens next. Pleading fervently with him, he says this, "My little daughter is dying," he said. "Please come and lay your hands on her, heal her so she can live." And then Jesus follows him. Jesus goes with him, and all the people followed, crowding around him. And so this is urgent, and Jesus is making urgency with it. He says, okay, this little girl's dying. I'm going to go visit her, right? A woman in the crowd that has suffered for 12 years, here's a distraction. A woman in the crowd who has suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding, she had suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years she had spent everything she had to pay them, but she had gotten no better. In fact, she had only gotten worse. So there, here's the distraction that takes place and kind of takes Jesus, what you would think, off course. And here's this leader of the synagogue. Jesus ends up healing this woman, by the way, the one that is hemorrhaging blood. She's got this problem, and she's gone to many doctors to get healed. And she just thinks, if I can just touch Jesus' robe, then I will get better. And that's actually what happens. She touches Jesus' robe, and she actually is healed from this. But this whole circumstance takes time away from Jesus. And what ends up happening is this little girl actually ends up passing away as a result of the slowdown. And so we see what happens next. While he was still speaking to her, that's the woman who was healed from the bleeding problem, messengers arrived from the home of Jairus, the leader of the synagogue, and they told him, "Your daughter is dead. There's no use in troubling the teacher now." So this would have came with some sad news. The messengers come to this leader of the synagogue, Jairus, and he says, "Hey, you know, it's too late. She's passed away. She's dead." And, you know, this would have come with all kinds of grief, as you can imagine. And here's what Jesus' response is. But Jesus overheard them and said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid. Just have faith." Don't be afraid. Just have faith. And maybe today, that's what you need to hear. Maybe there's something going on in your life that you feel like, man, this is a dead end, or there's no way God could solve this problem. I want you to know, could you just hang on and understand, don't be afraid, just have faith. Then Jesus stopped the crowd and wouldn't let anyone go with him except for Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. So he takes three of his 12 disciples with him and no one else. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw much commotion and weeping and wailing. I mean, you can imagine, this is an unfortunate event. This is not someone at the end of their life that passed away. This is a young daughter of a religious leader, and she tragically passes away. So there's commotion, there's weeping, there's wailing. And he went inside the home and he asked, "What's all this commotion and weeping? The child isn't dead, she's only asleep." And you can imagine, like, what this would, people would be confused. "What do you mean? No, she has no pulse. Like, she's not alive. She's not just sleeping." The crowd laughed at Jesus, but he made them all leave, and he took the girl's father and mother and his three disciples into the room where the girl was lying. Holding her hand, he said to her, "Talitha koum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And the girl, who was 12 years old, immediately stood up and walked around. They were overwhelmed and totally amazed. Here's this little girl who was dead. She gets up immediately. It's not some gradual thing where she's groggy or whatever. She gets up immediately, and everyone in the room is totally amazed. Jesus gave strict orders not to tell anyone what had happened. And this happened multiple times in Mark's gospel, where Jesus would perform a miracle and then tell the people that saw the miracle not to talk about the miracle, because Jesus didn't want to be known as a magician or a miracle worker. He wanted to be known as the Son of God and the Savior of the world. And so, and they told him to give her, I love this, give her something to eat. And Jesus does this really primarily to help them understand she's not a ghost. Like, ghosts don't eat, right? She's not some spirit that's floating around. Give this girl something to eat. She's alive. And so really, three things that we can get out of this whenever we're understanding that my life is out of control, when things feel crazy in life, what are three things that we can take from this story? Well, first of all, desperation always drives us to Jesus. And here's Jairus, man. He is desperate for an answer. And his friends, the other religious leaders of the day, they would not have believed that Jesus is really who he said he was. But here he is, desperation. And again, it doesn't matter what your title is. It doesn't matter the size of your bank account. It doesn't matter how many friends you have, whatever the status that you may have. Man, desperation will drive you to the feet of Jesus. And that's exactly what happens here in Jairus' life. And I wonder today, have you ever been desperate in your life? Maybe you've been desperate for your next meal. Maybe you've been desperate in the middle of grief or a crisis that you may be facing. And I want you to know, there is nothing wrong with desperation driving you to Jesus. Like, that's a great driver in your life. And I wonder today, are you willing to give up all these things you're trying for satisfaction? Because desperation may drive you to drugs. Desperation may drive you to relationships. Desperation may drive you to the wrong friend group or maybe even the wrong career. But have you gotten to a place where desperation drives you to the feet of Jesus? My hope is today that you would allow yourself to get there, that you would recognize that, man, my life is not fulfilled in anything that I've tried. And so why not allow this desperation, whatever it is that you're up against, to drive you to Jesus? Second thing is, delays are also not denials. And can you imagine being Jairus and you're waiting on your daughter to be healed and this random woman interrupts Jesus on his way to heal your daughter, and he takes the time to heal this woman, and you can just imagine Jairus is like, okay, like, let's go, we gotta go, she's gonna die, we gotta go. And Jesus is giving this other person attention, and then the little girl dies. And I want you to know, no matter what you're facing today, that delays are not denials. Maybe you're waiting on a pregnancy. I want you to know, delays are not denials. Maybe you're waiting on a job promotion, and I want you to know, delays are not denials. Like, I don't know what you're up against today, but what I do know is this, that whatever the delay is in your life, it's not God saying no. Sometimes in the meantime, God just wants you to have faith and to trust in Him. And that's what he told Jairus, is have faith, believe. And I wonder today, would you be willing to trust God with something that is completely out of your control? Are you willing to do that? That's the second thing that we learn, is delays are not denials. And the third thing is, death is not the end when Jesus enters in. Death is not the end when Jesus enters in. What's super interesting is that in this life, we often think the worst thing that can happen to us is death or public speaking. That's actually people's number one fear, is public speaking. Their number two fear is death, which I think is super interesting, because many of you would rather die than like get up and preach or teach in front of a room full of people. And subsequently, I do that every week somehow, and I don't know how. It's just God's grace or whatever, but I'm also normally completely terrified and scared and kind of want to throw up the first 30 seconds that I'm doing anything. But death is not the end when Jesus enters in. And I want you to understand that, and I want you to know that with Jesus, we have eternity, that death is never the end. And in this particular circumstance, we recognize that it wasn't the end. And so, but there are some things that happen with our doubts, and our doubts can actually lead us to deliverance if we allow them to. So here's what our doubts will lead us to sometimes on the front end, and then deliverance on the back end. Time has passed, but Jesus is never too late. And so what's interesting is sometimes we just think, man, we're at an end here, and there's no way in this circumstance, with this story, there's no way this little girl's coming back to life, but she does. And I wonder today, man, what is it in your life that time has passed and you just think, man, there's just no way? Like, there's this delay and it feels like a denial, but here's the thing, on the opposite side of this, Jesus is never late. You could easily think, well, he was late, he didn't show up, the girl died. He wasn't late, he was right on time. And I want you to know, in your life, it can sometimes, in the delay, feel like Jesus was late. It can sometimes in the delay feel like, man, God must not care about me. And what's interesting about Jesus being the unpredictable Savior is you can't predict what it is that God's going to do in your life. But what's amazing is on the other side of it, you can see like, oh, I see. I see what God had in mind here. I see what God had in store for me. Also, how our doubts can lead to deliverance. Well, the outcome looks final, but Jesus has the final word. So oftentimes it looks like, well, this outcome is final. This is it. She's dead. This is it. I didn't get the promotion. This is it, right? Like, I got rejected by this person. And I want you to know, the outcome may look final, but Jesus ultimately has the final word in my life and in your life. It may look final on the outside, but I want you to know, whatever it is that feels dead in your life, Jesus has the actual final word. The third thing is, we've stopped praying, but here's the great news, Jesus is still working. Maybe you've just grown weary of even praying about whatever your circumstance is or whatever your scenario is, but hey, here's the good news. Even though you've stopped praying, God has not stopped working. That He's still in the room, that He's still working, this family had given up hope. There was weeping, there was wailing, there was commotion. In their minds, it was final. They weren't praying any longer. And Jesus steps in and says, no, I'm not done at work at all yet. Jesus is still working. Others gave up, but Jesus is still in the room. Jesus walks in the room, and they said it's a lost cause. In fact, do you remember the story? They actually laughed at Jesus whenever he said that she was just asleep. So although you have other people in the room telling you, man, it's over. There's no way. God can't redeem this. God can't fix this. And I want you to know, he can. He specializes in the impossible. So if we follow the God of the impossible, let's trust him for the impossible. So man, your marriage may feel dead. Your finances may feel like you're at the end of your rope. You may have a habit or an addiction that you just can't kick. And I want you to know, man, other people gives up. But here's the thing, man. Jesus is still in the room. And the last thing here is that we blame ourselves, but grace still makes a way. Some of the circumstances that feel dead in your life are absolutely sometimes a result of our own disobedience, of some dumb thing that we did. And we have a hard time because we blame ourselves and we think, man, if I just would have done this differently or that differently. And I'm sure Jairus was struggling with that. Man, there was probably some things he could have done, taking his daughter to the doctor sooner, right? Gone and visited Jesus sooner. And in your own life, there's some things that you maybe messed up in your marriage. In your own life, there may be some things that you may have messed up in a friendship or a relationship. And you look back at it and you go, man, that's on me, right? And man, I've been there, I've done that, I bought the t-shirt. But we blame ourselves. But here's the great news, man. Grace still makes a way. God's grace, God's forgiveness, God's goodness steps in and we're made whole as a result of it. And so, man, I want you to know today, no matter what you are up against, Jesus is in the room. He's with you. So there's some next steps I want you to think about and consider as we step towards this sermon, as we step towards into the Easter season that I want you to consider. The first one is this, is bring it to Jesus. Like whatever it is in your life that feels like it's impossible, whatever it is in your life that just feels like this is an absolute dead end, this is an absolute, like this is finished, this is over with, would you bring it to the feet of Jesus? Man, I've seen God restore marriages. I've seen God bring people that were spiritually dead back to life. I've seen people that were at complete dead ends with their jobs or with their finances, with their kids. Like I've seen God restore people. I've seen God restore people from addictions, like, and them for them to live a life full of freedom. It is possible, but you have to bring it to the feet of Jesus. And what I love about Jairus is he brings his need to the feet of Jesus. And I wonder today, would you be willing to do that? Also, would you trust him in the delay? In whatever the delay is, man, maybe it's been 6 months or a year, maybe it's been 10 years. Would you simply trust Jesus in the delay? Because in the delay, maybe it's God building faith in you. Maybe it's in the delay that you're learning the lessons that you needed to learn. And sometimes in the delay, I'll be honest, there are times that we are in the delay and we don't understand it. And honestly, we're not going to understand it on this side of heaven. But I want you to know that you can trust God even in the middle of the delay. And then also believe resurrection is possible. You know, the only reason why we're talking about Jesus today is not because he resurrected this little girl and not because he resurrected Lazarus. The only reason why we're still talking about Jesus over 2,000 years later is that Jesus himself resurrected from a grave. He died on a cross, and 3 days later, he rose again. And that means one big thing about Jesus. That means he is who he said he is, that he is the Son of God. Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and the resurrection power that took place to resurrect him from the grave simply means that the check cleared. And so I wonder today, man, have you put your hope and your faith and your trust in the resurrection power of Jesus today? Have you given your life to him and said, man, I believe that resurrection is possible? Have you allowed Jesus to make you new? For you to take whatever feels like it's dead in your life, a dead end in your life, and say, God, I give my life back to you. I'm laying my life at your feet. Man, if you've never done that, if you've never received him as Savior, I want to give you the chance right now to say yes to him. Or maybe today, you're also in the place where it's like, man, whatever you're up against, whatever delay that you're facing, whatever difficulty that you're facing, whatever struggle it may be, I want you to know that God is with you. He hears you and he knows you. And so today, man, if you want to pray and take a moment just to say, God, thank you for hearing me. Thank you for teaching me. Thank you for allowing me to trust you. Then do that right now if you're in the delay. But maybe you're here today and you're listening and you're like, man, I'm ready to give my life to Jesus. What do I have to do? I want to pray a prayer with you right now for you to receive Christ as Savior. Would you pray with me? God, I admit that I need you. I believe that it was your one and only Son that went to the cross for my sins, for all my guilt, for all my shame, for all my issues, for all my baggage, for all my past stuff and all my present stuff and all my future stuff. And God, today I confess with my heart and with my life your Son Jesus to be my Savior, the one who saved me from my sins, but also my Lord, the one who now calls the shots. Thank you for saving me and for changing me and making me new. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, I want to say congratulations to those of you that just prayed that prayer for the very first time. If you just said yes and prayed that prayer, text the number yes to on the screen, the number yes to 636-336-2475. That's the word yes to 636-336-2475. Man, I hope that you take a next step on your spiritual journey, and I cannot wait to meet you live and in person this coming weekend at Grace River Church. And so our normal service times are 8:30, 9:45, and 11 o'clock every single Sunday. And I hope to see you out Easter weekend, April 19th and April 20th, right here at Grace River Church. God bless.
I hope that you enjoyed today's message. I pray that you were able to take a next step in your spiritual journey of what it means to meet, know, and follow Jesus. I want to say thank you again for joining us, and I want to invite you back here next Sunday. If you call Grace River Church your home, I want to encourage you to give as well. Giving is an amazing next step that we can all take. And you can do that by going to graceriver.cc/give. Again, I hope that you enjoyed today. We'll see you back here next Sunday.